This is Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News. My name is Melissa Dressley, and I am the Sawtooth Elementary Project Fair Coordinator. The Project Fair is like your typical science fair that we used to have when we were kids, except this one is so much bigger and better because it includes so many other subjects, so it's not just science. And the kids are invited to explore and study a special interest that they are interested in. I know we get a lot of kids that are building with Legos these days, so we get to see all of the exciting Lego projects they've built. Whether they've followed the instructions to build the Legos or they've just created something all their own. That's an example of something that's really fun to see that these kids put together all on their own because it's something that they were interested in.
Me and my friend are making a project about bugs, and we had to show it to the class. And they're bugs that glow in the dark. We decided to do this project because bugs are fun, and if you squish them, it makes stuff come out of them.
For the project fail, me and my dad built a fishing thing that helps you with fishing. It hooks and nets the fish at the same time in the water, and so when the fish bit the bait and the jig head hook and stuff, since it has the hook in its mouth, it has the reaction to swim away, so that wiggles the bobble, and then you know that the fish is there, so then you set the hook as fast as you can, and then you wheel as fast as you can, and then it comes up kind of like around the fish, and then you got a fish. Pretty cool.
The project fair is going to be Thursday, May 16th in the elementary school gym. The public is invited to attend the project fair starting at 3 o'clock, and we'll be there until 4. And then the students will come around to visit the project fair in the morning. When you come to the project fair, you're going to go into the elementary school gym, and you'll find tables of the kids set up with their project. Each table will have either one project or two, depending on how much space the kid needs. And you can just go around and see what they've done, and they'll be available to tell you about their project and answer any questions and explain what they did. All the elementary school kids are encouraged to participate in the project fair. One thing that I like about it is there's not a lot of rigid rules about it. They can just explore an area that they enjoy and embellish on it and show the visitors what they've learned.
I'm doing a project on making maple syrup, and in my project you will see the different steps of how to make maple syrup and how it looks when it comes out of the tree and how it looks after it's boiled. And that's it.
I'm doing a project on frogs and a specific frog I'm doing it on is a spring peeper. I think they're interesting because of the noise they make.
Along with the actual project that the child's working on, they do have to fill out some information about it. Kindergarten through third grade just needs to tell everybody, you know, why they chose this project and what steps they did to complete the project, just a simple form. But the fourth and fifth graders do need to report a little more details about their project and if they did an experiment, explain how they got their results. Another reason I like volunteering for this project is because it really brings the community together. I'd really like to thank Jana Larson, who's one of the fourth grade teachers at the elementary school, and she's been instrumental in bridging the gap between me, the parent, and the other teachers and the students at the school. So that's been a big help. Once again, the project fair is Thursday, May 16th at the Sawtooth Elementary School gym. And the public is invited between 3 and 4 p.m. And, you know, everybody is welcome to come out and see what these kids are doing. Not just parents. You know, of course, you know, we want to see the parents and parents are going to go. But this is a great time to see, you know, a child that is, you know, your neighbor or your friend's child, to see what they've been up to. It's a lot of fun and we guarantee you're going to love it. Thank you for listening to Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News.